Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy Hillsboro. Welcome back to Howdy Hillsboro, everyone. That's right, it is Sunday. We are here on WCHL 97.9, The Hill. And I'm your host, Alexis Bravos. I am looking for my co-host, Eric Pruitt. And I am at the Walgreens, where we planned to meet, Walgreens in Hillsboro. And I don't see him anywhere. So I'm going to get in line to get my happy pills. And I do see someone I know, though. What's up, Victoria Pace?
Hi, how are you, Alexis?
I'm pretty good. I'm just waiting in line for my happy pills. What are you doing here at the Walgreens on a Sunday morning?
You know, it's a beautiful place to spend a Sunday, walking the aisles, seeing the merchandise. I love it here.
My favorite section is the as seen on TV
section. I have most of that already, but I still like to see if they get anything new.
So in Eric's absence, would you like to hang out with me on the radio this morning?
I would love to. It's always a great time.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you. Let's look around and see if we can find anyone else to talk to. I know that person. What's up, Oliver?
Oh, hi. I was just buying a totally legal amount of NyQuil that I was definitely going to pay for.
You guys, this is Oliver Fowler, a frequent flyer at Yonder Bar, where I work, and Eric, the absent Eric, also works. And you, I think I met you on your 21st birthday, Oliver. Is that
right?
It
was pretty soon after, right after I'd moved to Hillsboro. And this was the very first bar that I ever went to. So Eric and you were my my very first bartenders.
Wow. Ever or in Hillsboro?
Ever.
Wow. That's a pretty lucky duo to have as your first ever bartender.
Yeah, or
unlucky.
I set the bar pretty high.
Yeah.
So do you remember the first drink that you had here?
Yes, because when I showed up, it was an open mic night. And my old friend Kaya Wells was hosting open mic. And I knew him from about a decade ago, but hadn't seen him since then. And I recognized him here, so we reconnected, and he and his twin brother got me my first drink, which was an old fashioned.
Okay, well, that's an excellent first drink, actually.
Yeah, how did that go down? I mean, it's kind of a strong first drink.
It was good. It was good. You make them good here.
That's awesome.
So you mentioned you moved back. Where were you all that time?
So I'd grown up in Durham, then I went off to NC State in Raleigh. Was back home with my parents for a while, went back to NC State for graduate school, and then decided I liked working more than like graduate school. So I moved straight from graduate school at NC State to here in Hillsboro.
All right. Oliver, I feel like you're more adult than any other 22-year-old I've ever met.
Thank you.
When I was 22, I don't even know if I had a job. You have a very grown-up job. What do you do, Oliver?
Yes, so I'm a software engineer.
Nice. Were you always into computers?
Yeah, I homeschooled growing up, so I had a lot of time to play around with computers since I was 10 years old. And then I went off to community college at Durham Tech, and while I was there, I got to do some really interesting competitions and projects where I just kind of developed my computer science skills, so it became the obvious choice from there.
Nice. And Victoria, you're on the tourism board.
I am.
In the town of Hillsboro, and... Oliver, you have an uncanny sense of civic responsibility. Have y'all run into each other at town meetings?
No,
tourism is one of the few boards that I haven't shown up to. I've shown up to many of the other board meetings just to see how everything's run, but I'll have to check out the tourism one sometime.
Yeah, it's the most fun board. I'm not biased.
Are you thinking of being on a board someday, Oliver?
I am. I am thinking about it. Right now I'm taking this Government 101 class that Hillsboro offers. They do it every year. And every single week, you meet and learn something else about the local government, learning about how the mayor works with all the commissioners and the attorney and the town manager. A couple weeks ago, we got to tour the water and sewer treatment plants, which was really cool. And last week, I toured the fire station, and I got to go all the way up in one of the fire truck buckets, which was really scary, but a lot of fun.
Wow. Do you know how high it went?
Almost 100 feet.
Wow. Whoa. Were you wearing any sort of safety apparatus?
There was a belt that was clipped into the bucket. It did not feel very secure.
What's the most interesting or surprising thing you've learned in Government 101?
I don't know, just how everyone, you know, running the government here is just a regular person with day jobs and kids and families, and they're really just working hard and volunteering in their free time to keep this whole town running. So it's a lot of hard work, it seems.
Oh yeah, definitely. I feel like maybe, and you haven't said this, but I feel like maybe you're edging toward being a mayor someday.
Someday.
Yeah, I can see that. What would you do if you were the mayor of Hillsborough?
You know, the mayor actually, I don't think, has a lot of power in Hillsborough. It seems like there's a lot of cutting ribbons and a lot of, you know, representing the town.
Yeah.
But it's the commissioners, am I right, that really have all the votes and all the say, and the mayor really just acts as a tiebreaker. So as mayor, I think I might just be a pretty face.
You are that.
Does the mayor have like veto power?
I don't know. You're on the tourism board. Do you know more about how the...
You know, we don't interact with the mayor too much on the tourism board. So maybe as mayor, you could come visit us. But I cannot speak to that.
What would you do if you were mayor? What would you like mayor. Institute any like new things, or if you were a commissioner, if you actually had the power?
Oh,
give
yes.
the mayor veto power.
I would make
power.
Sure that we close down Churden and King Street every last Friday, and that people walk around with their drinks, with their alcohol. That'd be step number one.
All right, rock and roll, open container in Hillsborough.
Bourbon Street.
Vote for Oliver.
Vote for Oliver. You get to drink in the street, everyone. Mm. Wow. What about like high speed rail?
Oh, I'm a big fan of rail. I don't know if I'd have the power to get anything high speed, but I'm very excited that we're going to be getting our own train station here in Hillsborough in about 5 years.
Wait, is that really happening?
You didn't know? They've already broken dirt, I think. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we're going to have our own Amtrak stop.
That's amazing. I knew about the Aldi, but...
Oh.
Yeah. The up-and-coming Aldi and Amtrak. Alexis, what would you do if you were mayor?
If I were mayor, I would build more sidewalks.
Oh.
Not that the mayor can do that. My son, who's now almost 12... When he was maybe in second grade, they had a check-in with the mayor. This was during lockdown, so it was on Zoom. And it was our current mayor, wonderful mayor, Jen Weaver. And she was asking the kids if they had any questions or if they wanted certain things to happen. And he asked to build a sidewalk on King Street west of Nash, which there aren't any sidewalks. And it's really hard to walk down there.
Yeah.
And she said it would cost something like $3 million.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why it's so expensive to build a darn sidewalk.
I think that's a common thing. And, you know, there's DOT and state and all of that. But I know along Highway 70, I drive down Orange Grove a lot and see kids coming from the bus. So, yeah, sidewalks, they're great. Yeah.
I'm actually very
passionate about sidewalks and bike lanes. I ride my bike just about every day around Hillsborough. I walk all the time. And just the other day, I showed up to an Orange County Transportation Board meeting for the first time just to try to get more involved.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll talk more about your biking habits when we come back. We've got to go to a break and let our last remaining sponsor say their piece. We'll see y'all when we come back.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build.
The Chapel Hill Media Group is 97.9 The Hill WCHL, your hometown radio station, and chapelboro.com, your hometown online newspaper with local news.
Welcome back to News on the Hill.
Local events.
The Carrboro Music Festival is back.
Music for folks who love music. And Tar Hill Sports.
Carolina is going to go to the national championship.
Get informed and connected with your community through the Chapel Hill Media Group.
What a drag it is getting old.
Howdy, Hillsborough. I am Alexis's friend, Victoria, and we're here in Walgreens checking out the nail polish and the As Seen on TV and the Ace bandages, and we ran into our good friend, Oliver.
Yeah. What's up, Oliver?
Not much.
Still enjoying your Sunday morning at Walgreens. Well, we're going to answer some advice questions. You want to help out with that?
Absolutely. I love giving advice.
Amazing. If y'all have your own advice questions, you can come on down to Yonder Bar on King Street in Hillsborough and drop your questions into the pickle jar on the bar. Just stick them right in there. Just shove them in. And if you don't want to do that, you can enter them anonymously via our online portal at chapelborough.com/howdyhillsborough. Let's get started, shall we? Okay. Dear Alexis, I still write handwritten thank you notes to people who do me favors or nice things. I don't really get any responses. Do you think people still enjoy getting handwritten notes in the mail? Or is there some new thank you app that I don't know about that I should be using? Wow. You've got a lot of time on your hands, person. The handwritten notes is beautiful. Whenever I get mail that's not like a bill or junk, I'm so excited. But I've never written a thank you to a thank you. That seems a little over the top. What do you guys think?
I think that's a great way to establish a pen pal, and it sounds a little bit more, I think, a thank you to a thank you, we're starting to bridge into the world of correspondence, mm-hmm. as opposed to thanks, which is a wonderful and beautiful thing. I think I think a lot of people want a pen pal and don't have them, and it's nice to communicate via mail.
Mm-hmm. Snail mail.
Oliver, I think handwritten letters can be a little hard to read, especially those cursive ones. I feel like I need to take a picture and send it to my grandma to decipher.
Oh, your grandma.
Shots fired, grandma.
Did you learn cursive in school?
No, I didn't go to school.
Oh, right. You went to homeschool, mm-hmm. a.k.a. not school. Do you know how to write with your hand?
I can write. Well enough. I prefer to type.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can type a letter and mm-hmm. send it via snail mail. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a pen pal, like a snail mail pen pal?
Oh, no, not really. I think maybe an ex-girlfriend many years ago. We sent a couple letters here and there, which it is fun to do here and there. But I prefer to text.
I used to write to authors when I was a little kid. In fact, I sent a letter to Madeline L. Engel. And she wrote me back.
That's amazing.
It's pretty amazing, right? I also sent a letter to David Foster Wallace. Madeline L. Engel, yeah. A Wrinkle in Time.
Okay.
It was made into a movie.
I've heard of it, I think.
Well, it's actually an amazing book. Okay. You should read it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I also had a pen pal in the USSR.
Ooh. Wow.
When I was in elementary school. That's how old I am. Okay, let's move on. Dear Alexis, what's the best way to get out of a conversation with someone who just keeps talking and talking long past the reasonable time to stop? Well, as a bartender, this happens a lot. And the good thing is I really have to walk away because I might have someone else that needs my attention. It's a business after all. So I just straight up walk away. But I have that luxury. What do you guys do? Oliver, what do you do when you're in that situation?
Oh, I don't know. I just get trapped.
You are such
a
nice
only
person.
Sometimes it 2 a.m.
Yeah. I've seen it happen actually a couple weeks ago. Do you remember this?
Yes, in the bar? We had a very friendly guy at the bar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, and you were being such a good sport, and I wanted to rescue you, and eventually he left you alone.
Yep. After getting me a free drink.
Well, I mean, you got a drink out of it.
Pay for your time. You know, that's how you handle that.
What do you do, Victoria?
I will usually start saying things that are crazy enough that they don't want to talk to me, or fake a medical event and get carted off in an ambulance and hope that I don't receive a letter from them and get a new pen pal.
Thank you for talking to me nonstop, Victoria. Yeah. Now be my friend. Dear Alexis, it seems like a lot of people I know have been getting COVID lately, and it's just like, welp, that sucks. See you in a week. Where are we with COVID these days? Just treating it like a flu? Well, no, we're still treating it like COVID, hopefully. In my opinion, everyone should run out and get their boosters. ASAP and also get your flu shot. But there are still a lot of immunocompromised and elderly people out there that don't want to be getting COVID. Long COVID is still a thing. So yeah, if you can avoid it, avoid it. You know, if you feel like you need to wear a mask, then wear a mask. And hopefully we won't be getting back to those days when masks are required. Let's try to keep it at bay. And I'd like to not get it again. Have you all had COVID? Or are you one of those crazy people that hasn't had it yet?
Oh, I had it.
So I've actually never tested positive for COVID, but a few times over the past couple of years, I've had a week or two go by where everything tastes and smells really off. I'm not sure if maybe I had it once asymptomatically, and those are some lingering effects. But whenever that's happening, of course, I'm paranoid I have COVID. I'll test 3 times a day, and it's just never come back positive for anything.
Yeah, that is strange. Maybe you're pregnant. That's what happens to pregnant people.
I actually looked up. Yeah, it could be.
It's a good excuse for a lot of ailments, pregnancy.
It really is. Yeah. I can't really get away with it anymore. Do y'all mask at all anymore?
I do. I mean, it depends on where I am. But yes, I try, you know, in the grocery store. And if I'm in an enclosed public space with people that I don't know, like I don't mask at work, but... outside of that.
Or for me, if I know my grandparents are going to be coming through town, or if I have a really important trip coming up that I really don't want to miss, then even if it's not COVID, even if it's a flu, a cold, a fever, there are some trips that it's not worth risking having to miss due to illness.
Yeah, I think that's actually the great thing about masks is that you can and probably should wear them when you're sick with anything.
Oh, yeah. So there's something nasty going around right now that everyone I know that has it is testing negative, but still not fun.
Yeah. Being sick is not fun at all. All right. Well, it looks like we need to wrap up this segment. And when we come back, we will tell you about what's going on at Yonder Bar this week. Very exciting. Lots of Halloween stuff. Y'all stay tuned. I insist. If you give me some, that's the policies.
I'm Jen Weaver, mayor of beautiful Hillsboro. Happy birthday to 97.9 The Hill. Thank you for serving the Chapel Hill area with news and information since 1953.
Howdy, Hillsboro.
Oh, that was a good one. Y'all, that was Oliver Fowler, our guest here on Howdy Hillsboro, WCHL 97.9. No point. I'm your host, Alexis Bravos, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Victoria Pace.
Howdy.
We are at the Walgreens in Hillsboro. I was just picking up my happy pills when I ran into these two lovely people. Y'all want to know what's going on at Yonder Bar this week?
I keep a calendar on my phone, but I would still love to hear.
Tons of fun stuff to see. So today is Sunday. Tonight is our comedy show with Jeremy Alder as host. So fun. So funny. Y'all need to come down for that. Tuesday is open mic. Wednesday is Yonder Live Reel, a live script reading. And this month's offering is The Lost Boys.
Ooh.
Classic. Classic film. I've seen multiple times, but not in many years, so I'm excited about that. Thursday is Noir at the Bar, hosted by the lovely Tracy Reynolds. Lots of great stories, and probably some of them will be spooky for Halloween. So y'all come on down. It's always a really fun time. Friday is the Orange County Lockdown, and that begins our days-long Halloween party. There will be a costume contest on Friday. On Saturday, the Orange County All-Stars will be with us, and we'll be continuing our Halloween party on through the next Tuesday, October 31st, where we'll have our Halloween edition of Open Mic. So y'all come to some or all of those. What am I going to see you guys at?
Well, I'll actually be in the live reel movie night, which I'm really excited. I forget who I'm playing because I haven't actually watched the movie yet.
What?
But I've heard it's really good.
You've never seen the movie at all?
Not yet.
Which vampire is that? Is it the one that Alex Winter plays? Because you could pull off a good Alex Winter, like the curly blonde hair kid. Okay.
Don't know him.
Is that Bill or Ted in Excellent Adventure? No one knows. You guys don't even know what I'm talking about.
I do. I know one of them is Keanu Reeves, so the right. one that isn't Keanu.
But which one is Bill and which one is Ted?
I'm going to say Keanu's Bill.
Okay.
If no one fact check.
If you guys can remember, call us right now at WCHL 97.9 The Hill and tell us which character Alex Winter plays in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and you will win $100 million.
Wow.
And a trip to meet Eric Pruitt, famed author of Something Bad Wrong. And you can spend the day with him. You can just move in with him. He's not here to defend himself. Should we answer some more advice questions?
Yes.
All right. Dear Alexis, after a long relationship, I just started dating again, and I'm pretty bad at it. I do not know what to say or what questions to ask on a first date anymore. Know of any good conversation starters? Is that like lines? Like a pickup line?
Like a pickup line?
I think we actually talked about something along these lines last week, and everyone's best opening line was just hello.
Wow, that's
which
beautiful.
Is pretty good, right?
It's classic. You can make it your own. There, I'm a huge fan of hello. That's great advice.
Right. Well,
I'm always a little partial to a howdy.
Yes. So apropos, Oliver, you're in the dating universe, I assume.
Yes, I just recently put myself back on the market. I was going on a few dates with this person who was really nice, but unfortunately, I think I broke her heart just a couple days ago.
Oh. Really? Oh. Do you want to open up about that?
You know, we'd only been on a few dates over a couple weeks, and she was really nice. It wasn't quite perfect. I felt too much stress in the relationship, and I was taking up, just too much stress. Well, it was great while we were together, but, in the days when we weren't seeing each other, I don't know, it wasn't quite right.
Well, it's got to feel right. Mm-hmm. So when you're on a first date, what kinds of questions do you just kind of let the conversation flow, or do you have like some pre-prepared things that you talk
about?
I feel
like in the age of online dating, first dates aren't what they used to be. I feel like it used to be you're going on a date with someone, maybe you're friends of a friend or there's some acquaintance there. I think first dates these days are just to make sure that you're not axe murderers.
Sometimes
so
that takes
are
few
you
dates.
An axe murderer is your opening line.
Yeah, it's good to get out of the way early on, for sure.
Victoria, what about you? Tell us about your current dating situation.
Well, that's for you got to come to a different radio show for that. I think first dates, I would say if you need to come with pre-prepared questions, if it makes you feel more comfortable, absolutely. Mm-hmm. If the conversation isn't flowing, maybe that's a sign. I know that sometimes they can be nerve-wracking, but I think you could do it. And there are plenty of pickup lines. I bet there are a couple of good Facebook groups you could join where people have great advice for you on that.
Just don't show your date that you're holding index cards.
Yeah.
That's a big turn on.
Write it on your hand or the inside of your arm.
And, I'm not going to be a proponent of drinking, but that is my chosen profession. So if you want to go on a great first date, come to Yonder Bar. Sit at the bar. And if you're uncomfortable, Eric or me or Jackie will be there to take the pressure off. Or yeah. Oliver will be sitting there. He can take the pressure off.
Yeah. He's willing to talk to people for as long as needed.
And if he gets a free drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all come down and buy Oliver a drink. Do we have time for another one? Oh, no. We got to wrap it up. Well, I guess that's all for this week. Oliver, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a real pleasure. Victoria, thank you for co-hosting with me. I have no idea where Eric is. He's probably out back drinking a Yoo-hoo.
Well, I'll keep on supplying him Yoo-hoos because I always love being here. So,
all right. Well, y'all, thank you so much. This has been Howdy Hillsboro on 97.9 The Hill. And until next week, you're all set.